Is it possible to practice the presence of God and even talk with God? What does the scripture say? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about practicing the presence of God. Most people think that God is someone who lives high up in the heavens and who has little or no involvement with man and whom we will meet someday after our death. Well, that's only partially true. God does say in Isaiah 57, verse 15, "For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy, I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." God's position is that He's not only high in the heavens, He's also right here on the earth. He is everywhere, omnipresent. He is all-knowing, omniscient, and He is available to us. That's what He's trying to tell us in those verses. He has compassion, a heart for us. And when we learn to tune into God, we will discover that we can not only know His presence, but we can learn to know His voice. Keep in mind that there is a scriptural precedent for practicing the presence of God, knowing His presence. Even from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, it said that God walked and talked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the afternoon. We see that God walked and talked with Enoch. God walked and talked with Moses. God walked and talked with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God walked and talked with Joshua. God walked and talked with David. In the New Testament, God talked with the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son. And God talked with Paul when he got knocked off of his pony or whatever he was riding on the road to Damascus going to kill Christians. There is a precedent in Scripture. And guess what? There are today thousands upon thousands of born-again, Spirit-filled Christians who walk and talk with God today. I walk and talk with God today. And you say, well, Byrne, does God answer? Of course He answers. And there is a way even to know His voice. And there's also a way to test the spirits to see if it truly is God. It was Jesus who said to do that. He doesn't mind being tested. For no spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, can say, Jesus Christ is God, come in the flesh. A spirit once tried to talk to me, and I immediately put it to the test. And I said, Spirit, in the name of Christ Jesus, repeat, Jesus Christ is God, come in the flesh. And there was silence. And I repeated it a second time. I commanded it in the name of Christ Jesus, repeat, Jesus Christ is God, come in the flesh. And the Spirit said, Jesus Christ is God. Well, that's not what the Word of God says to do. They must repeat the whole verse, every word. And I said to the Spirit, Spirit, that's not good enough. You must say, Jesus Christ is God, come in the flesh, and say it now. In Christ Jesus' name. Again, there was about a 35-45 second silence. And I said, say it now, in Christ Jesus' name. And the Spirit immediately replied, and He said, no, we hate Him. In that one experience, I learned the importance of testing the spirits. Now, as you get more proficient in hearing God's voice and in testing the spirits, you will know, you will discern in your own spirit, which is your conscience and intuition. You will discern if that is truly the Lord's voice or not. In John 14, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. See, God's not going to come to you saying, Joseph, this is God speaking. That should raise a red flag immediately. God doesn't introduce Himself. He said, my sheep know my voice. They know that it is He who is speaking to them. They train their ear and their heart to discern. When it's the Lord, you will find that you have a gift of the Spirit operating, such as word of wisdom or word of knowledge, facts that enter the mind, but not through reason. They just appear in your mind, and you know that you know that you know that it's truth. That's word of knowledge. And word of wisdom, you know that you know that you know that the Lord is speaking a solution to a spiritual problem, a wisdom on how to handle a spiritual problem. So that's what accompanies when God speaks. It accompanies the voice with a gift of the Spirit. And then there's a fruit of the Spirit. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of peace. And that is not peace of mind. That doesn't last. Mind is the soul. And Jesus said in John 3:6, the things of the Spirit are spirit, and the things of the flesh are flesh. So what we're talking about here is a piece of the Spirit, which is intuitive peace. The spirit man is the conscience, intuition, a piece of conscience which lasts. It is of the Spirit. It lasts. So you will know when you're talking with God in His presence that you will perceive or discern. That's a gift of the Spirit. It's called word of knowledge. And you will perceive a fruit of the Spirit, peace. Satan can't counterfeit the peace of the Spirit. And God, when He speaks, never says anything contrary to His word. So we have ways to, according to the word of God, appropriate or take possession of those things which will help us in our faith walk and teach us how to know when God is present and speaking to us, or just to know when He is present so that we can worship Him, honor Him, speak to Him, tell Him how much we love Him, thanking Him for the things that He has done for us and the things that He does do for us. And what does that do, folks? What that does is it creates a bonding between you and the Spirit of God, and from that comes a relationship. You need to be born again to experience this. John 3, verse 3 says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, meaning you cannot understand the things of the kingdom of God. And then in John 3, 5, two verses down, it says, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, that's the baptism in the Holy Spirit, a separate and distinct experience from the born-again experience, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Knowing God is a matter of pursuing Him with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole being. It's learning to spend time with Him, getting quiet, finding a holy place, a secret place where you can meet with God on a daily basis. And when you do that, you will discover over time that you are getting more and more revelation of who He is. Why? Because He abides in us. 1 John 4:12 says, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. He dwells in us. And His love is perfected in us. So here we have one way of measuring how we are doing with God, how our relationship with God is growing. Our love grows, our love for others, our love for Him. That's what 1 John 4:12 is telling us. Not only that, God promises to make you know His presence. In Jeremiah 29:13, He says, you will seek Me and find Me when you search for Me with all your heart. The psalmist in Psalm 16:11 said to God, you will make known to Me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. In Your right hand, there are pleasures forever. Not only that, God, in Exodus 33:14, said to Moses and the Israelites, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. My presence shall go with you. You see, God's presence is with us every day and constantly throughout the day. And he speaks to us very frequently. There's no one on this earth that he does not talk to. But guess what? Most people don't hear him. And why is that? They're tuned out with the distractions of every day. They are tuned out with being not only distracted, but focusing attention on obligations and work and other things that need to be done. The best time to practice the presence of God is in the early morning hours. Get up a half hour to 1 hour before you have to have breakfast and then go to work. And be consistent and pursue God. Jesus said, "Draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you." That's a mathematical proportion, 1-to-1. So if you draw a little near to Jesus, Jesus will draw a little near to you, and you will get a little revelation of who he is or who the Father is. Draw a little more closer to Jesus in pursuing him, worshiping him, talking to him, and he will draw a little more closer to you. Draw a lot closer to Jesus, he will draw a lot closer to you. Guess who has to make the first move? You and I have to. And so, when we understand how God works and what God expects of us, then it's just a matter of finding a time every day, preferably the same time every day, to go before God. The scripture says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving, we enter his courts with praise. And then we present ourselves. Scripture says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, he will make straight your path. He will show you what to do. So the first thing we do is we acknowledge the Lord. The second thing that we do is we present our bodies, the scripture says, an acceptable sacrifice of worship, our members as instruments of righteousness. And then we put on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:16, we pray those scriptures of Ephesians 6. So, what do you do next when you come before God? Do you come in with a shopping list of things that you and your uncles and aunts need? No. Out of reverence, the first thing you do is you learn to get quiet and listen. And listen for some minutes, even 15, 20, a half hour. What is God doing if he's not talking? He's killing your flesh. And then, what do? You listen until he speaks. We sometimes want to go before God ready to have a conversation with him about the things that we want to talk about. But we have to remember that he is God and there is none like him. And there are things that about us that he may want to talk about first. That's reverence for God. That's honoring him. That's worshiping him. Telling him that you love him and that you want to know him more, pouring out your feelings and your issues and the things that are troubling you when you get the release from him to speak. Very often, that may come at the time that you present yourself to God, because he may have nothing in particular that he wants to say to you at that particular day or moment. So what I'm saying to you is that if you will practice these simple procedures, which will not only discipline you, but focus you upon hearing God and experiencing the presence when it falls. And when it falls, you will know that you know that you know what it is. That, again, is word of knowledge. Then, when you listen, if You don't hear him saying anything after a period of time, and then all of a sudden you feel a release within you to speak. Go ahead and speak. God is not only our Father, He is our friend. When it comes to practicing the presence of God, it is a matter of practice. The more often you do it, the more proficient you become. The more it will lead into an intimate, natural, loving conversation. And the more you will come to know Him. In Exodus 25, verse 8, God said of the Israelites, "Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them." Well, today it's different. God dwells within us when we are born again. Our spirit man becomes the Holy of Holies. Our soul man becomes the holy place of the Mosaic Tabernacle. Our physical man becomes the outer court of the tabernacle. Nonetheless, it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is not difficult to know God's presence. He is everywhere and He will manifest Himself. In Psalm 139, verse 7, the psalmist said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" In other words, it's impossible to miss Him. But before you can practice the presence of God, and learn to discern when He is there in front of you and is beginning to speak, you must understand that He must be in you. In Galatians 2:20, Paul said, "I have died with Christ, and yet I live. No, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live unto the Son of God who died and gave Himself for me." Paul could only have said that by knowing God. In fact, he went on to say in the book of Acts, "In Him," speaking of God, "we live and move and have our being." God has a wonderful plan for your life, and He wants a relationship with you. Before that can happen, you must be in the kingdom. And I believe Father God is calling you today. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud with me, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Christ Jesus will manifest Himself to you, and you will see that a walk in faith walk with Christ is real. It is real. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Burns Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.